Hallo, herzlich willkommen. Jetzt geht's weiter. Ah, jetzt hört man auch was. Hallo, herzlich willkommen. Jetzt geht's weiter im Programm mit der Begrüßung durch die Hochschule, durch Professor Winska, Vizepräsident für Studium, Lehre und Weiterbildung, der uns jetzt ein paar Begrüßungsworte für die diesjährige FOSCON geben wird.
Ja, sehr gerne. Ja, herzlich willkommen. Welcome at Bonn-Rhein-Sieg University. I'm glad that you're here, that you're visiting us for this event. 18th event. I'm not sure how many people already made the joke about being adult now, so I'm not doing this joke. On behalf of the university, first of all, my thanks goes to all the organizers, all the volunteers, Fachbereich 02, Fachbereich Informatik here at our university, the FOSCON e.V., and I organized smaller events. That was a lot of work, like our Tag der Lehre. So organizing such a big event normally goes exponentially. Therefore, I don't dare to imagine how many things you have to keep on your juggling hands and keep in the air to have this running. So yeah, a big thanks to all the volunteers. It wouldn't be possible without all this work. I want to tell a little bit about our university so that you know what we're doing here, get a very quick overview. I won't make it too long. We are a university of applied sciences. We have over 9,000 students. We have over 1,000 staff, about 150 professors. And yeah, as a university of applied sciences, we focus on application. We focus about getting things to work, making things happen. Normally, to become a professor here, you have to work outside university, so you have to be worked in industry, have to work at research centers, and therefore our professors usually have a good understanding of the world outside academia. In teaching, we have about 40 degree programs, and we're very happy to be on the first place of the official satisfaction survey of alumni here in North Rhine-Westphalia. So after students leave university, they are questioned how they are satisfied with their education. And last time we've been with really a gap, a visible gap, number one. We were very happy about that, and we try to continue that. In research, we're now happy to grant PhDs. So we have Graduiertenkolleg, where we as a University of Applied Sciences can grant PhDs. We have 17 research institutes, so a lot of research is done here to be a basis for our work and for our teaching. We are focusing on transfer, so we're also looking what happens with things that are invented to go outside of academia. We have contacts with industry. Normally, our degree programs have internship for students so that they come in contact with the real world. And internationalization, it's a requirement to speak English for professors. And this is, of course, a must-have. We have 90 partner universities in 43 countries. And besides the classical exchange of students and staff, we are also now doing virtual exchanges. So meeting by software, meeting by video conference, as an entry, as a low-level entry to practice international contacts. You will do this in the reality, and therefore you should also do this in your education. And we try to keep all our equipment up to date. We are constantly looking at new developments. If you have a chance, you can look at the library in the first floor. We just opened a new learning space there to not only have books and electronic books, but also to have spaces to work together, to meet, and to learn by exchange. Yeah, now to the conference. When I was invited to give here my small welcome talk, I thought about, okay, what's the role of education? What's my view on it? I'm sure you're all experts in that. I'm sure you're all discussing that. But I was thinking, okay, what is my perception of it? And I'm an engineer, so I used to work with software, used to work with a lot of different programs. I used to have Linux as my second operating system on a computer. I'm using Firefox and Thunderbird as my programs. LibreOffice is on my home computer. So these are things I regularly use. I've written a textbook with LaTeX. So a lot of things that are my contact points to open software. And on GitHub, I have FPGA projects, so I'm also a contributor. But if you listen carefully, I said I used to have Linux on my computer, so the role is also changing. I don't have it anymore. I used to require it because a lot of programs were only available for Linux. So GoScript, C compiler, these were the things I used there. But now they're also available on my Windows computer. I still use the free software, but on a different platform. And therefore, I'm sure you are all having a look at changing environment, changing also requirements for open source. And I hope that this is also a place here for you to discuss this and to gain new insights. What I think is interesting areas of work for software is to have really this infrastructure, to have a complete tool chain of open source tools as a foundation for other projects, things like operating system, applications, video conferencing, to open possibilities for projects. But also, I think it's an important role to control or to provide accessible software and solutions for things that are often closed. And one thing that is that easily comes to my mind there is artificial intelligence. You have this generative AI, closed tools, and it's very difficult for us to understand what's happening there. And therefore, it's interesting to have open source tools, to work with them, to understand how mechanisms work, and to be able to monitor with open access tools this development. It's difficult because AI is really very expensive in terms of computing power, it's very expensive in terms of data that's required. So we have to see how the role of open data will be there, but my advice or my wish is don't give up, don't let yourself be demotivated by lack of computing power. It's required to work with these tools because this gives us an option to understand what's happening there. This is my thought about it. I'm sure you're also discussing these things, as I said, so I'm happy that you here have a forum for that. I wish you satisfaction with your projects, and it's really, as an engineer, I know it's really a nice thing if you have a project that's working. When you compile it, when you switch it on, and it's working. So I hope this is also something that you encounter in your daily work, in your projects. I wish you a lot of fun and satisfaction with your projects. Also, this conference, I wish you a lot of fun. Please stay within the legal limits. I see you. But have a good time here. Welcome at Hochschule Bonn-Rhein-Sieg. Thank you very much.